We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled No Condemnation, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8, 3-4. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I have just read from the King James Version. Many believers struggle the way Uche did because they try to silence condemnation by confession alone, without transformation. They quote scripture, yet continue to walk after the flesh. The law could point out sin, but it could not empower man to overcome it. What the law could not do, God did through his Son. Jesus did not only forgive our sins, he condemned sin in the flesh. That means sin no longer has legal dominion over the one who is in Christ. The righteous requirement of the law is now fulfilled in those who walk after the Spirit. To walk after the Spirit means to daily yield to the Holy Spirit's leading. It means choosing obedience over impulse, light over darkness, and truth over feelings. As we walk in the Spirit, condemnation loses its grip because our lives align with our confession. Condemnation thrives where there is double living, but confidence before God grows where there is sincere obedience. When your heart does not condemn you, you have boldness toward God. See 1 John 3:21. The freedom Romans 8 speaks about is not theoretical. It is practical. The Spirit of life actively works in you, empowering you to live above the law of sin and death. You are not trying to become free. You have been made free. Your responsibility is to walk in that freedom. Go into today determined to walk after the Spirit. As you yield to him, you will experience the reality of no condemnation and the power of a righteous life. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 1-2. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.